You're listening to Central Time. I'm Mike Arnold.
And I'm Veronica Rickert. Coming up, we'll get a rundown of the biggest news stories in Wisconsin this week, including the violin heist in Milwaukee.
That almost doesn't sound real, doesn't it?
A violin. It's not the usual word you hear before heist.
Yeah, we'll hear about that. But before we get to that, there's been a lot of talk in the last few years about growing jobs in the economy in Wisconsin. But many say we've been neglecting one piece of the pie, the creative economy. That includes the obvious, like painters and sculptors, and the not so obvious, like graphic designers, architects, and web designers.
The nonprofit group Arts Wisconsin has released a proposal that would give state funding to further develop the arts economy, which they say would help the state. The initiative is now a bill with bipartisan support in the state legislature.
Joining us now to discuss this is Ann Katz. She's the executive director of Arts Wisconsin. Ann, welcome to Central Time.
Hi, Michael.
How you doing? So could you explain exactly what you mean when you say arts economy?
Well, it's a broad subject. That's a very good question. The intersection of creative people, creative businesses, for-profit and non-profit, creative communities, you put all of those different pieces together, and that's the creative economy. So as you said in the beginning, it's for-profit businesses like galleries, it's non-profit arts organizations, it's media, it's architecture, it's design. There are actually studies that take Dun & Bradstreet numbers, which are the way that we measure the business world in this country, and quantify it in terms of how many jobs, how many businesses. That's one of the studies. There are other studies that look at different federal codes as how we identify employment. But basically, we're talking about the different parts, the people, the organizations, the businesses, and communities that are involved in creative endeavors, and so, all of that together is the creative economy.
And so basically what you're doing is making an economic argument for funding arts.
Right. Well, yes. And it's a multi-layered argument. The reason that the arts are important, of course, is because the arts make us human. Humans have been expressing themselves creatively since the beginning of time. But in the world we live in, and with the rapidly changing economic conditions and all of the global forces affecting us on the local level, we know that creativity is something that needs to be quantified and can be a resource and is an asset. And so if we take people and businesses and jobs involved in that sector, it's pretty profound. In Wisconsin, the nonprofit sector has a $504 million economic impact. We know that there are almost 50,000 people employed full-time in the creative industries in this state. So we've got the numbers to start building that foundation, to shore up the foundation that the arts are not only good for our souls, part of our souls, but are also good for the economy.
Now, is this approach to talking about the arts, is this something that's changed in terms of advocating for the arts in recent years, or has it been something that's been going on since, you know, there was a time when a lot of arts funding was cut on the federal level and stuff? When did that happen?
Well, as I say, I say that I've been talking about the creative economy since the last century, and I have. This movement to talk about the arts, and not just talk, but look at the arts in a more comprehensive way that affects all of us and affects.
I think we lost Ann Katz there. And she was talking about the creative economy, of course. She's the executive director of Arts Wisconsin, and she's been talking about that issue. And actually, we do want you to join the conversation. Do you think that the arts are good for the economy in Wisconsin? Why don't you join the conversation by calling 1-800-642-1234. That's 1-800-642-1234. I'm sure we'll be able to get Ann back on the phone in just a minute. But if you have thoughts about funding for the arts, and one thing that I believe that we'll also talk about is how Wisconsin relates to other states in terms of arts funding. Wisconsin is pretty low on the list, and we'll have a conversation with Ann about that once we get her back on the phone to put that in some perspective as well. But do you think that putting more money into the arts is good for the state of Wisconsin? You can join that conversation at 1-800-642-1234. That's 1-800-642-1234. I'm Mike Arnold. You're listening to Central Time. And Ann Katz from Arts Wisconsin is back on the line, I believe. Ann, are you there?
Sorry about that. Technology thwarts us again.
Oh, that's okay. That's fine. When we lost you, we were talking about, you know, sort of making an economic case for the arts. One of the things I wanted to ask you about is another thing that people talk about when they talk about funding of the arts, particularly in the state of Wisconsin, is how we compare to other states. And, I mean, a lot of people look to Minnesota, which is actually sort of leading the country in the state funding arts. Could you talk more about that?
This is why this legislation that we're talking about, the Creative Economy Development Initiative, is so important, because there is so much going on in terms of what's the arts on the local level. There's quite an explosion of not only arts activity, but sort of looking at the arts, as we've been saying, looking at the arts in a comprehensive way as something that's part of the economy, part of educational system, part of quality of life. So what's happening on the local level is profound, and Wisconsin can and should do much more in terms of making the investment in that economy to gain jobs, businesses, tax revenue, better quality of life, et cetera. So other states are doing a lot more than Wisconsin in terms of a coordinated statewide effort. Minnesota does have the Legacy Amendment, which provides a lot of funding for the arts. Colorado has the Creative Industries Council. Oklahoma calls itself the state of creativity. And now is the moment for Wisconsin to really step up and make that small investment. It's a relatively small investment that will have a great payoff over time. And so,
why do you think some of these other states have been more successful at getting arts funding than?
I think that the right combination of people and ideas and whatever came together in those states, but. Really, I think the right time in Wisconsin is right now. I really do see, in the last 2 years especially, a dawning of realization that our economy has changed. We're not really in a recession anymore. We're in a new economy, and that new economy is based on creativity. It's based on the fact that creativity, as I said, is an asset. It's a resource, and Wisconsin has creativity up and down, back and forth, all over the place. And so I think that that the stars are aligning right now for the state to seize that opportunity, and this legislation is a really good start along that way.
So, how big is the how big is the economy around art in Wisconsin right now?
Well, as I said, it's a $504 million economic impact from the nonprofit arts sector. We're talking about almost 50,000 full-time jobs, almost 13,000 businesses. There are a lot of, we're working on ways to measure it. Milwaukee has done some really good research in terms of the 7-county region on measuring that impact. That's one of the things that is really part of this legislation, is that the grants that are made are going to be evaluated and quantified in a very systematic, scientific way so that we can see the effect and then show that the impact has been good enough, hopefully, to keep it moving. And so, what's happening, as I said, you know, I have the privilege of traveling around the state on a regular basis, and I see what's going on in the big communities and the small communities and everything in between. We've got world-class institutions in communities of all sizes. We've got incredibly creative people. So this legislation is really seizing that moment. And as you said, there's bipartisan support. We've got over a third of the legislature signed on as co-sponsors. There's going to be a Senate committee hearing already next Wednesday, 10 o'clock. The Senate Ag, Small Business and Tourism Committee is meeting at 10 o'clock to review this legislation. So it's moving.
Now, a part of this, too, is a partnership between both public and private sectors, right?
Oh, absolutely. This is the Arts Board, which is the state agency dedicated to the arts, is administering this program. There are a lot of people from the business and economic development and education worlds that have already been advising and will continue to advise. And the public-private matching component of this, one of the main requirements of this grant program will be to match the public money on at least a 2-to-1 basis. And from the Arts Board's 40-year history, we know that their grants are always matched on much more than just a 1-to-1 basis. So we know that there will be significant private and possibly other public money from the local level coming in to match this state money. So again, this is a relatively small investment. The state is not the main player in this, but it's a significant player, and it shows that it validates and it gives credibility to the idea that the creative economy is a robust economy in the state and one that can grow as it moves forward.
Now, in just a few minutes, we're going to have a chance for our listeners to join the conversation, and you can do that if you are interested in talking by calling at 1-800-642-1234. But before we get to that, I wanted to ask you, I mean, there's some people who, when they hear you talking about the economy and arts and all that stuff, they start worrying that it could have some sort of an impact on the artistic quality of the art that's funded by the state. Have you thought about that, or...?
I think that I don't think that that's something that is of big concern. I think that the artistic quality in Wisconsin is pretty high, and the resources that make that artistic quality happen come from a lot of different sources, whether it's earned income through things like ticket sales or public and private grant money and donations. So I think that. I don't think that's a big concern. I think that there's every reason in the world to think that this investment is a good one for the state.
Well, we're talking to Ann Katch. She's the executive director of Arts Wisconsin about a new initiative that would give state funding to development of Wisconsin's arts economy.
And we want to know what you think about this idea. Do you think we should dedicate state funding to the arts economy? Are you someone who works in the arts in Wisconsin? You can call in and share how you help our state's economy. We're at 1-800-642-1234. That's 1-800-642-1234. Or you can email us at talk@wpr.org.
You can join the conversation right after the news. I'm Mike Arnold.
And I'm Veronica Rickert. You're listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.
This is Central Time. I'm Mike Arnold.
And I'm Veronica Rickert. We're continuing our discussion about a proposal to dedicate state funding to help develop Wisconsin's arts economy with Ann Katch, Executive Director of Arts Wisconsin.
And we're taking your calls now. What do you think about this idea? Do you think we should dedicate more state funding to the arts? Do you work in the arts in Wisconsin? Call in and share how you could help our state's economy. And our number is, I'm sorry, my headphone got unplugged, just in case you wondered. Actually, the number is 1-800-642-1234. That's 1-800-642-1234. You can also email us at talk@wpr.org. And Ann Katch, just to sort of recap people who may be joining us, you know, maybe they just got in the car or whatever. If you were to do a quick elevator speech explaining this creative economy development initiative that you're working on. Could you do that real quickly?
Sure. It's a public-private partnership to leverage and grow assets and resources through Wisconsin that are based in the creative economy. So that means supporting local and regional creative economy development, arts and creativity and education as a strategy for workforce development, and so strengthening capacity and entrepreneurship for the state's arts infrastructure. So it's a $500,000 program over the biennium. It's a new matching grant program that will be administered by the Arts Board.
Great. A lot of people interested in talking about it. If you're listening and you want to talk about this too or have thoughts about it, you can join the conversation at 1-800-642-1234. Let's go to John from Mount Horeb first. John, welcome to the show.
I like the idea of the matching grant, and I like the idea that the state would provide effectively tax credits or whatever to enable and encourage private individuals to contribute to nonprofits and artistic efforts and design and creative efforts in general. And I hope that it's kept at kind of the grassroots level, because so often you have some sort of bureaucracy in Madison, which tends to have a pretty heavy hand on deciding what is art and what isn't, and winners and losers. And I'd like to see it democratized and put on the income tax system and let people make up their own minds.
John, thanks for that call. Ann, do you want to respond to that?
I appreciate the comments. I couldn't agree more. I would say that the communities will determine. Businesses and communities will determine what kinds of projects will be they will apply for. The Arts Board is developing a set of criteria. It will be based on what is appropriate and appropriate for a community of any size. This is very much a program that will serve the entire state. Communities of every size will be eligible, and there will be a peer panel review process as objective as possible that will use the criteria to make the decisions. This is not about deciding what is art and what is not. This is about helping businesses and communities reach their potential, providing jobs, businesses, and all the other good things.
Now, one other thing that is interesting about the whole community thing and the arts, as I was reading some articles about this before the show, is that it's not just sort of the immediate financial impact. There's also a value. Is there also a value in helping attract businesses to communities if there is a vibrant arts community?
Oh, absolutely. Study after study have shown that that the arts are part of the reason why people will settle in a community, why people will visit a community, why businesses will choose to be in a community based on the kinds of people that are there, knowing that they have talented people with skills in a community. So that whole quality of life issue is very much an economic and community development component. And this bill and this legislation, this program, are designed to maximize the benefits of that, to really help the state invest in that kind of 21st century community development.
We're talking about the Creative Economy Development Initiative, which is a bill in Wisconsin. Do you think that more funding should go to the arts in Wisconsin? Do you think this bill is a good idea or have questions about it? You can call in and join the conversation at 1-800-642-1234. That's 1-800-642-1234. Let's go to Randy. Randy, welcome to the Central Time.
Thank you. I'm glad to hear this, and from my perspective, I look at it at a historical, economic viewpoint. I mean, all the great economies or empires, from us to the British to the Romans and all the ones in between, they all flourished because of their ideas and inventions. And I mean, without imagination, you don't have great ideas and great inventions, and we need to foster and encourage imagination. And I don't see any better venue but the arts to do this. And I just think it's very important that we foster this type of
All right, Randy.
Yeah.
Thanks for that comment. And you know, you talked about imagination and sort of, I mean, there's sort of an entrepreneurial aspect to what Randy was saying as well. And I'm wondering if this bill is very much of this time right now. It seems like a lot of arts organizations and a lot of nonprofits in general are being much more entrepreneurial. Do you think that in some ways this is reflective of the times and the situation in the arts world?
Oh, absolutely. And it's really the case for everyone, not only in the arts. We are in a very interesting historical time where our old economy is obviously not what it was, and our new economy is being formed as we speak. So, you know, as we've said before, Wisconsin has the assets. We have the resources. We've got creativity, imagination, innovation, and entrepreneurship all over the place. This is a way to bring all of those aspects of our state together and move them forward. Wisconsin deserves to be a leader in the global creative economy because we've got what we need to do that. And so this is a step along the way.
Well, I think you mentioned that you have about a third of bipartisan support lined up for this. How are other legislators or lawmakers who haven't completely signed on yet reacting to
well,
this?
Well, we've got a lot of people around the state, in every corner of the state, who are being mobilized to tell their stories to their legislators. It's a busy time in the legislature. You know, we're getting people's attention. The good news is that we have a lot of momentum. As I said, there's a committee hearing next week already in the Senate for Senate Bill 568. So we have a lot of people who want to tell the story of how the arts are happening already in their communities and how their communities could really benefit with this kind of investment. So all of the pieces are coming together at this time.
Well, Ann, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you, Michael.
That was Ann Katz, Executive Director of Arts Wisconsin, with us to explain how putting more money in the arts could help the state's economy.